I'm Gloria of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Roast Festival Princess Lily Broderick of Wilson High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection, and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Why did you want to represent your school on the Roast Festival court?
I wanted to represent Wilson High School because I was a transfer student, and so I really wanted to represent this unique community. I feel really supported here from all my classes that I have to the extracurriculars, especially with the basketball program. And I really wanted to showcase Wilson High School.
That's great. I mean, being a transfer student, that's really cool too, especially when you want to represent them as well.
Yeah, thanks.
What was the selection process like at your school?
So the first part where the Rose Court reached out to us was through a small orientation. There was about like 6 to 8 girls there, and that's when they gave us like the basic information about how the selection process would work. And then from there, you write an essay or a speech that you're going to give. Or no, just an essay, I'm sorry. On the application, it was an essay. And then they ask you some basic questions about what you do in your free time, some extracurriculars, your academics that you're involved in, and a recommendation. And then later on, after you go to another orientation, you kind of get a feeling for the program. They show you a slideshow, and you get to meet the other girls that are going to be candidates. And then you go to a judging. There's an initial judging early in the morning, and that's when they have you give a 1-minute speech about why your school is wonderfully unique. And then they ask you a question about it, and then so you respond. And then there's basically like a drama production. There's like callbacks. And then if you're called back, then you give a speech later in the day, which is 2.5 to 3 minutes about under the theme of Blooming Good Time. And so you talk about that, and then the judges ask you more like personal questions and more questions like surrounded by about the Rose Court. And so like about like why you want to do it and just random questions. And so you respond to those. And then if you are selected as one of the 4, then you go to your school and you give one of the speeches, and there's a video for Wilson at least. And then so there's 2 of us. It was me and Erica Uten that were candidates for the Wilson Rose Court. And a lot of people showed up for our speeches, and that felt really good. And that's when everybody votes. And then we had the celebration of who was going to be representing Wilson as the Rose Princess later in the week. Yeah.
Wow, that's a really long process.
Yeah, I know. I told you like everything, so that is all of it.
It's long. If that's what you have to go through, then it's really long.
Yeah.
Was it tiring?
You know, I like the process. I like public speaking in a way. Like, that's one of the reasons why I was first attracted to the Rose Court, and I like how it's rigorous because it makes you feel like if you do become a Rose Princess, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you spent time working on this, and it's something that you really want, and you can talk about it, and they give you the time to do that, so it feels good.
That's really awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
So, what was this year's theme, and what does it mean to you?
So the theme this year was A Blooming Good Time. When we all found out about it, we're like, what is A Blooming Good Time? And so in my speech and what I think of the theme is that it kind of relates back to the experiences that you've gone through and how they've helped you bloom as an individual. And I think that A Blooming Good Time means it's a way that you can reflect on your traditions, like the Rose Court upholds in their mission statement. And I think that it also means like how you can bloom, how you can keep blooming as an individual. And a blooming good time is in the past, and it's in the present, and probably in the future too, from after this experience.
Yeah. So what Rose Festival event are you most looking forward to?
I think I'm looking forward to the Grand Floral Parade the most, just because it's the one that I remember the most clearly as a young girl. I remember being there, being super excited with all the people waiting for the floats to come, and I remember pointing out all of the rose princesses and the queen, and being super excited, standing there with my mom, even though and my dad and my siblings, and even though it was rainy, we were all still hunkered together. And so it's just gonna be a whole new experience to be on the other side of that and to participate in the actual parade itself.
What are some of the activities you are involved in at school?
So at school, I am a community mentor, and so I work in classrooms with students, and if they need help on their assignment or if they just want to, like, talk, we're there. I'm also a peer counselor, so it's a class that you will have to be selected for by the teacher. It's a basic application process, similar to the application that the Rose Court has. And so they select students, and then you go through training, and you are able to, in second semester, branch out and it's like a peers talking to other peers about their if they're having any problems or if they just want to vent, and it's we're not giving advice, but we're there to listen and talk to, mm-hmm. and to kind of like reach out to the community. I'm a varsity basketball player. Mm-hmm. Our season just ended, but we work with middle school students at Jackson, particularly for the Wilson youth program, and we work teaching them basic, like, fundamental skills and playing games and going through drills and trying to, like, bring the whole Wilson basketball program together.
That's great.
And then, yeah, that's one of the things I'm really excited about. And then this year my friend and I started Earth Gloves here, so we're at the head of that. It's still in the stages of taking off, but part of Earth Club, but I really love, like, the whole environment, and like, even like it's being sunny today, mm-hmm. It makes me feel super happy and appreciative of where we live.
Well, I mean, what is Earth Club about? What did you base it on?
So we base it on our natural resources, and kind of being, it's a lot of awareness that we talk about, just like the way that we get energy, whether it's renewable or non-renewable coal, mm-hmm. to nuclear energy from like wind, solar, hydro, and all, like, we talk about, just things that are like in the news. And mm-hmm. it's still forming, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's great that you lead it as well. And obviously, you're really passionate about it. So,
Yeah.
Well, what do you like to do in your spare time?
So, in my free time, I love hiking. Last summer, I spent 5 weeks in Idaho and Montana working on conservation and improving trails there. So, that stuck with me. And I've always liked the outdoors. So, I like spending time with my family and friends. I love watching a movie like Lord of the Rings or something, and just being outside. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the gorge is so accessible, so I love going there with friends. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things.
You said you went hiking for 5 weeks?
Yeah, so last summer, there's a program called Northwest Youth Corps, mm-hmm. and it's where students or teenagers can volunteer and work in Idaho and Montana, and there's other areas too, but I was working primarily in Idaho and Montana on trail reconstruction and development and just in that area. Oh, one of the things I forgot was outdoor school.
Yeah,
that was one of the things I was involved with outside of school.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Yeah, I love outdoor school.
Right. Yeah. So do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have an older sister. Her name is Katie, and she is 20, And I have a younger brother who's 13. His name is Jesse.
Oh, what was the reaction to your selection?
Well, my sister texted me because she goes to school on the East Coast, so it's kind of hard for us to continually keep talking or keep communicating. Mm-hmm. And so she was super excited. She said, "I'm really proud of you and happy." And then my brother, I came home to him, and he was, like, laughing. Oh. And his name's Jesse, so I'm like, so he's making jokes about being the jester of the family now, just in the whole rose court thing, or the princess aspect. He was,
He was pretty happy.
Yeah.
That's great. That's good. They're supportive.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are your plans after graduation?
So after graduation, I have a summer. I hope to have an internship or mentorship or work. And then I'm going to University of Puget Sound, where I plan on studying environmental science and pre-law. Mm-hmm. And I'm also going to play basketball there.
Oh, do they have a basketball program too?
Yeah, they have a women's basketball program.
Ooh, are they famous for that? Or are they known?
They're pretty known. They're Division III, so I mean it's not like the most competitive, but it's still a really good program, a really reputable program.
Yeah, it's good you thought about it.
Yeah.
So, what do you hope to be doing 10 years from now?
So 10 years from now, even though it's kind of in the distance, I hope to have graduated from the University of Puget Sound. I also hope to be graduated from maybe law school, maybe a graduate school. Right now, I think my plans are tentative, but I hope to be working somewhere and doing something I love, preferably with the environment and, you know, speaking up for it. That was a job, you know, if I had that job, that'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Lily Broderick from Wilson High School. I'm Gloria, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.